This is ProBlogger.
Good morning and welcome to episode 234 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com. A blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks and courses all designed to help you as a blogger to start a great blog, to create great content on that blog that's going to change your readers' lives, to find new readers for your blog and to build profit around your blog as well. You can learn more about what we do at ProBlogger at ProBlogger.com. Where you can also dig into previous episodes of the show and thousands of tutorials that we've published over the years. Now, in today's episode, episode 234, I want to answer a question I get regularly from readers. How do you relaunch a blog that's previously died or become dormant? I want to talk you through two scenarios for relaunching your blog and give you 11 things to consider during the relaunch. 11 things to, questions to ask yourself that will help you to relaunch with your best foot forward. Now, before I get into today's show, I want to mention two things. Firstly, this week on the 7th of February, we've got our first ever International Starter Blog Day. So for those of you who have previously enrolled in our Starter Blog course, keep working on your launch and look out for emails from us of details on how to participate in that. If you already have a blog and you want to check out some amazing new blogs, watch out on ProBlogger.com on the 7th of February and you'll see a massive list of some amazing new blogs. And if you follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ProBlogger, I will also be featuring some of the new blogs on that day in some live videos. The other thing to mention is that coming up in March, we have our brand new course, 31 Days to Build a Better Blog, which has previously been an ebook and a series of blog posts and a series of podcasts as well. We've updated it all and we've put it together in a course format for anyone who is in their first month of blogging. Maybe you've just done that starter blog course, or anyone who is relaunching a dormant blog, this will be perfect for you. And anyone who's been blogging for a while who just wants to give their blog a bit of a kickstart, maybe it's that time of the year and you want to get things going again, this is a brilliant course that's really going to walk you through over a month, or you can take it slower if you want to, some teaching and more importantly, doing some small things every day to improve your blog. Time and time again, I hear from people who've done this course and they've stuck it out through to the end, and previously they've done it as ebooks, and they've said that it's really has given them a boost. And the most important thing is not the learning, it's the doing, it's the implementing the small things that we suggest every day. So if that sounds like it's going to float your boat and improve your blog, check out ProBlogger.com/31 days. That's the number 31 and days, and you'll be forwarded there to an outline of the course and also a place where you can register your interest, and we'll let you know when the course goes live, and we'll also send you a special early bird discount as well. If you are listening to this sometime in the future and it's already live, you'll already be able to sign up there at ProBlogger.com/31 days and get involved in that course. Now, today's show notes are at ProBlogger.com/podcast/234. And with all that said, I'm going to get into today's show.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So last week I was asked by a reader of ProBlogger for advice on how to relaunch their blog, which had become dormant for the last year. They'd had 12 months off blogging. Now, they'd had to take a break from blogging. Blogging had to take a back seat, I guess, while other things in their life of their family took priority. And they had some really good reasons for putting their blog on hold for that 12 months. But now things had settled down at home, they wanted to get back into blogging again. Now, this is something that many of us as bloggers have to deal with at different times. There's been times where I've put my blogs on hold, not ProBlogger and Digital Photography School, but I've had other blogs that have been on hold. And one day I may need to relaunch them. This is something I've thought through numerous times for myself, but also in talking other bloggers through as well. You know, maybe the reason your blog has become dormant is a family reason or a health crisis that meant you just have to put things on hold for a while. Maybe it it's because you've lost motivation or passion to keep the blog going. Maybe you've become disillusioned or distracted. Maybe things just haven't quite worked out, and so you've put things on hold for a period of time. Now, no matter what the reason, many blogs tend to have these periods where they at least slow down or become completely dormant. And so in today's show, what I want to do is give you some advice on bringing those old blogs back to life. The first thing that I want to say, and really this is so important, is to assess the current state of play, to actually do some thinking about where things are at for you at the moment. Now, of course, there's no one piece of advice that I can give you here, but I think really if you do this first step of assessing the current state of play, assessing how you are and how your blog is, it's going to help you to determine what to do next. So what I want to suggest you do is answer a few questions, and these will all be in the transcript of today's show. The first three questions are about you. So the first question I want you to ask is, why did the blog become dormant? Why did you stop blogging? Understanding this is going to help you to guard against that thing happening again. Maybe it was you became disillusioned. Maybe there's health stuff going on. The answer doesn't really matter, but understanding why the blog became dormant is actually important because it's going to help you to guard against that happening again. The second question is, what are your dreams and goals for the blog? And I think it's really important to go back to this because you probably started your blog with certain objectives, certain goals, certain dreams, certain things that you thought might happen. But the reality is it may have changed for you. So what were your goals and dreams and what are they now? Actually getting back to your why is really important because it will shape what you do. And you'll probably find your why will be a little bit more realistic the second time. It possibly has evolved a bit. So what is your dream? What is your goal for the blog? And thirdly, do you still want the blog to have the same topic or focus? Now, you may just think, this blog was great, I loved it, but life got in the way and I just want to start again doing what I was doing, and that's fine. But maybe you want to tweak things a little bit. And we're going to talk a little bit more about pivoting your blog later, but I think it's really important to begin to ask those questions. And you probably already got the answers to those in your mind. The second group of questions are about the blog itself. So questions that you might want to consider, I've got five for you. How long has it been since the blog was active? That is going to determine how you relaunch it. If it's only been a month, you can probably get back to blogging pretty quickly. But if it's been 12 months or it's been 2 years or 5 years, I talked to one blogger recently who had had a blog 5 years ago and they want to relaunch it. The strategies that you use are probably going to be different. If your blog has been dormant for 5 years, you're probably going to want to do some redesign. You're probably going to want to update your archives. You might want to completely change tack. But if it's only been a month, you can probably get back to it a little bit faster. So how long has it been since the blog was active? How much traffic does the blog still have? Actually dig into your Google Analytics account. And if you haven't got a Google Analytics account, install it. And work out if you still have any traffic. I was looking at one of my old blogs the other day, and I realized it was still getting 1,000 visitors a day, and they were all coming in from Google. So is it getting traffic? And where is the traffic coming from? Is it coming in from search engines? Is it coming in from social media? Is it coming in from other sites? Maybe you've got some links coming in from other sites as well. So do you have traffic? How much traffic? Where's that traffic coming from? And where's it going to? This is really important. Do you have a post or a page on your blog that's still performing really well? And I talk to a lot of bloggers who have dormant blogs, and they tell me that they've just got their one post in their archives that's going really well. And understanding what that post is or what that page is can really help as you think about moving forward, because that page might be a good starting place to do some analysis, to do some updating, and to think about leveraging in some way. So think about the traffic. And maybe you don't have any traffic at all, and so you can skip through that one, but digging into that is important. Social media is another thing to ask. You know, do you have social media accounts set up? How many followers are on those accounts? Where was the action previously for you in terms of social media? You could ask the same question about email subscribers. How many email subscribers does it have? Is it still getting fresh email subscribers, or are they old, very old, you know, years ago kind of subscribers? Understanding a little bit about the health health of your social media and email subscribers is important. Are they warm? Have sort of automated things been happening to keep those subscribers and followers warm and connected with you, or are they completely cold? That's going to shape your strategy for warming up your list again. I guess the last question to ask about your blog is, if your blog topic is or focus is changing, and I'm going to get into this a little bit more, is the current domain still relevant? That's just another question to ponder now, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. So we've asked questions about you, we've asked questions about your blog, and it's probably also worth doing a little bit of analysis on the niche that you're in as well. So some questions about your niche. What's the current state of play in the niche that you're operating in? If it's been a couple of years since you've blogged, you might want to do a bit of a dig around to find out what other people are doing in your niche. You know, who are the big players? Who are the big bloggers? Who are the big social media influencers? What are other bloggers mainly doing at the moment? Have they changed tack? Are they using different types of mediums? Are they all on podcasts now? Are they all on video? Where is the action happening for them in terms of social media? Doing some digging there can actually help you to work out where you should be doing things as well. Not that you want to just copy what everyone else is doing. Maybe you actually spot some gaps in what they're not doing, some opportunities that you could do, but they also will give you some hints as to, you know, where's the most logical place for you to be engaging in terms of social media. And I guess, you know, are there any other emerging trends in the niche or industry that you could latch onto? You know, in the photography space, for example, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen the emergence of new types of cameras, of drone photography. And so if I was relaunching my photography blog today, one thing that I might do would be to, you know, have a blog that really focuses on the new types of cameras, the new types of technologies, drone photography, for example, mobile phone photography, because things have changed over the years. And so understanding how your industry, your niche has changed is really important as well.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
So hopefully in asking some of these questions about you, your blog, your niche, you begin to hopefully get a bit of an understanding for a few things about your relaunch. Hopefully one of two scenarios is probably emerging, and I want to talk about these two scenarios. Most times I see people relaunching, they end up doing one of two things. So first scenario, maybe as you're pondering these questions, you will realize that you are already on the right track with your blog and you just need to get back to it. You know, your blog was doing well and maybe the reason you stopped was, you know, a health reason or an emergency or something just interrupted you, and what it was relatively healthy and you just want to get back to it. And this is obviously the most easy scenario, but there's a few pieces of advice that I would really want to encourage you to consider if that's you. You just want to get back to blogging? Well, there's a couple of things that I would encourage you to really focus upon. Firstly, pay attention to the content you've already published that's still working for you, or that has worked in the past. You know, one of the things that you can really shortcut the growth of your blog again is to really pay attention to that type of content. You know, as I mentioned before, you've possibly already got posts that are still getting traffic. So I would be starting with those posts and maybe updating them, maybe republishing them as, and you know, put a new date on them. As long as the URL doesn't change, put them back up as fresh content on your blog in some way. If it's something that's already working for you in some way, update it and leverage it to get some new subscribers. Write some follow-up content on those topics. Repurpose it perhaps in a different medium. You might want to take the written piece of content and do a video or an audio post, and really pay attention to those pieces of content that are already working. And also think about, you know, are there ways that you can expand upon them and I guess do similar types of things. So if you've got a category that's really working for you, maybe focus more upon that category, because there's obviously still interest in that category if it's still getting traffic to it. So pay attention to your archives. Just don't start writing new content all the time. Actually, I think one of the emerging trends I've noticed in a lot of bloggers recently is that they're paying as much attention to their archives as they are to new content. So go into your relaunch, maybe writing some new content, but also updating your archives. Maybe every second piece of content content that you publish, maybe you should be doing a new one and then updating something old, and then a new one and then updating something old. The second thing I'd say is if you're just getting back into blogging, you want to really pay attention to warming up your old followers and subscribers and readers. If you have a dormant blog, you're going to have a colder reader, a colder email list, a colder social media following. They're not as warm to you as they were in the past. They may still think kindly of you. They might still remember you, but they might be a bit frustrated that you haven't been updating, or they may be wondering if you're still alive or if you're still healthy or if you're still interested in them and their topic. They may be feeling a bit abandoned. So you may need to just think through, how do you warm them up again? Now, maybe if it's been a long absence, maybe you need to explain your absence. Maybe this might be a time to do a video post that tells the story of your last 12 months. Now, you may not want to go into great details if it's been a health thing, but maybe that actually helps to make a connection with your audience. If you can tell your story, that sometimes can warm people up. Maybe now's a good time to create something to give them as a gift. You know, maybe you're going to create an opt-in for new email subscribers, but you can send it to your old subscribers as well, just to say thank you for sticking around. Maybe this would be a good time for you to launch with a series of content that's going to get your readers to do something, some sort of a challenge or content event. These types of content actually are all about not just teaching your readers or not just informing them, but actually engaging with them in some way. Or maybe you want to use live video or more images or something that's a bit more personal in terms of the medium itself to warm up your readers in some way. I guess the key thing is if you just need to get back to blogging, you really just need to get back to blogging and you need to start creating content again. And the best thing that you can do in relaunching your blog, particularly if it's just picking up where you left off, is to be as useful as possible to your readers. Now, that's the first scenario. And what I want to do after I talk about the second scenario is give you 11 more things to think about that will be relevant for you if you're in that first scenario as well. So hang in there. I've got some more that will be relevant for you as well, but it's also relevant for people in the second scenario. So first scenario, you're just picking things back up where you left off. The second scenario is that maybe as you answer those questions that I went through earlier, as you assess the current state of play for your blog, maybe you're realizing that you need to change direction. Maybe your blog became dormant because you lost the passion for your topic. Maybe you stopped because the niche changed, the blog wasn't working in some way. And so to just start up again in the same way that you ended it is probably going to end up leading to the same kind of results. So maybe as you're doing that assessment, you realize you need to change the way you approach your blog. You need to pivot in some way. And so this second scenario is about pivoting your blog. And I think in most cases, a pivot is probably a good idea, unless things were really firing in the past and you can just pick things up again and keep them firing. You're probably going to change that if you've had a break from blogging. You're probably going to find that if you've had a break from blogging that you need to pivot in some way. And there's four different ways that you might want to consider pivoting your blog, changing things up to hopefully get slightly different results from what you were doing in the past. Firstly, you might want to pivot your topic. Maybe you want to completely change your topic, or maybe you just want to make some smaller evolutions and pivots in your topic. So there's a few different ways that you can do this. Firstly, you might just completely change it. Maybe you had a photography blog and you want to start a blog about blogging. Maybe you had a fashion blog and you want to do a blog about travel. They're completely different topics, in which case you're probably better off to start a new blog completely rather than relaunch it. Unless you had a domain that's kind of relevant to both topics, you're probably more thinking about a new blog. And so you might want to check out our Start a Blog course to do that. But in most cases, the pivot that people make is actually more of a tweak. And there's a few ways that you can tweak your topic to bring you new life for your blog. Firstly, you might want to narrow your topic. For example, and I've used this example in the past, Donna Moritz, who we talked to in episode 117, narrowed her focus. She used to have a blog that was on all things social media. it was kind of not really that different to all the other blogs that were all things social media. And so she decided to really focus in her blog on the topic of visual content in social media. So she talks about infographics and how to create visual content for social media. And so she very much narrowed her topic. And as a result of that, she became known as, you know, one of the key people that had expertise in visual content for social media. Her narrowing her focus made her stand out from all the other social media blogs. And so maybe there's a category in your old blog that should become your focus when you relaunch, and then you can become the expert in that particular field. Now, remember when I was getting you to ask those questions earlier, one of the questions was, is there traffic still coming to your old blog? Do you have a category that's still getting lots of traffic? Do you have a blog post that's still getting lots of traffic? Maybe that could become your thing. That's a hint as to how you might want to narrow your focus. Now, the opposite of this is that maybe your previous topic was too narrow and you need to broaden it as well. And I've seen bloggers do that quite well as well. You know, they might have had just a blog that was about printers and they got bored with that topic. And so maybe they want to broaden that out to other related technology type topics as well.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
A second way that you might want to pivot is to change the perspective that you're blogging from. Perhaps your topic is right, you're still interested in that topic, but maybe you want to explore using a different voice. Or maybe you want to change the intent of your content as well. So I talked a little bit about voice in episode 213. So I'm not going to go into great depth there, but in that episode, I talked about these five voices that Jeff Goins talks about. And he says that you can use these five voices for any topic, really. You can be the professor who teaches. You can be the artist who brings out the beauty in a topic and storytells. You can be the prophet who tells the cold, hard truth and busts myths. You can be the journalist who is curating and gathering ideas and putting them together in stories. Or you can be the celebrity, the one that everyone wants to know your opinion. They want to know what you think about a topic. So there's five voices, but really you can come up with any voice of your own as well. You could be the companion who journeys with people around a topic. You could be the mentor, the entertainer. You could be the reviewer, the curator, the storyteller, the guide, the teacher, the thought leader. All of these are different voices, and you may actually want to try and bring a couple of those into your blogging. You can dig more into that topic in episode 213, but this is one way that you might want to consider pivoting your blog. And the other way to kind of think about this is to think about the perspective that you come from and the intent of your content. And you might want to tweak that, change that. You know, maybe your blog was about bringing your readers the latest news in a niche. And maybe you got a bit sick of that, and maybe you could pivot to be more of an opinion blog. So you're still talking about the news, but you're bringing your opinion into it. That's a slightly different intent. That's a slightly different voice that you bring to your blog. Or maybe your blog previously was more storytelling, and you want to bring in some more reviews. And maybe this is about completely changing your voice, or maybe it's just tweaking things as well. So an example of this was my original photography blog, which used to be a review blog. Back in the day, 2004, I had this camera review blog. I was reviewing cameras. I got completely sick of it. I got burnt out. It wasn't something I was passionate about. And so I decided to pivot that blog and to start teaching people how to use their cameras. And this was, for me, was a big change. I changed my domain. I changed all the content. And really, that's when Digital Photography School was born. So for me, it was a big pivot. But you might want to just tweak your voice. Maybe it's about adding in new types of posts to sit alongside the old types of posts. And it's really important to think this through before you relaunch your blog. A third way you might want to consider pivoting is around the medium. Maybe you previously had a written blog, but you want to launch it to explore more using more video, or maybe you want to use audio or more visual content or do more live shows. This could be a complete shift. You might change from being having a written blog to having a podcast or a video blog. blog, or you might just want to add the new medium into what you're doing. So like we do on ProBlogger, every week we publish a blog post, a podcast, and a video. And so maybe you just want to change the mix of the mediums as well. The fourth and last way that I'll talk about pivoting your blog is to change up the audience and to focus on serving a different type of demographic. So this is something I've seen a number of bloggers do over the years with real success. So again, it's similar to narrowing your focus. So instead of just having a blog that's for everyone on your topic, you might want to focus in on being a topic blog for a certain demographic. So instead of just being a travel blogger and trying to write general travel advice, you might want to reposition your blog to be a blog that has travel advice for retirees or for families or for single women or for gay men. Really, you can think about your topic for a particular audience, and this makes your content much more useful for those individual types of people. Now, it may sound a bit dangerous, you're narrowing your potential audience down, but it's going to make it so much more attractive to anyone who is from that kind of demographic, and your content is going to be able to be more focused as well. It'll probably impact your design, your branding, and all of these things as well. So there's these four ways that you might want to pivot your blog. It's the topic, the perspective or voice that you're writing from, the mediums that you use, and potentially the audience that you're trying to attract. Now, you may be wanting to just pivot in one of these areas, or you may actually want to pivot in a few. You might want to, you know, narrow your topic and narrow down to a particular demographic and to change mediums slightly and to use a different voice. Maybe you want to do all of those things, or maybe your pivot is just in a couple of these areas and in quite small ways. But I think it's well worth considering, particularly if you've been blogging for a few years. You'll probably find that things in your niche have changed quite a bit. And for you to just go back to blogging in exactly the same way may not connect with readers quite so much. And one of the things that, you know, we all are aware of is the internet is changing a lot. You know, we're seeing a lot more video, we're seeing a lot more visual content. So changing the medium can really work a bit. And we're also seeing more focused content and more focused sites as well. Particularly, I've noticed over the last few years, people focusing in on serving narrower niches of demographics as well. So there are a few things to consider as you relaunch your blog. Can you pivot things a little bit? You will also find as you pivot, you'll sometimes that will give you a bit more passion for what you're doing as well. You're not just getting back to the same old thing you used to do. You actually got something new to learn, and that can keep you fresh as well. So once you've worked out if and how you're going to pivot, you probably need to consider a few other factors. And one of the biggest things you need to consider is whether you need to find a new domain or name for your blog. Now, we've previously talked about domain names and how to choose good domain names, and I'll link to that particular episode in our show notes. But for some people, this pivoting that you're going to do is going to mean you just have to change your domain. And this is particularly if you are changing your topic completely. You know, maybe you're going from being a travel blogger to a fashion blogger, and your old domain just doesn't suit you at all. And in that case, you know, to keep that old domain is just going to confuse your readers, and it's going to confuse your brand as well. And effectively, what you need to do if that's the case is you're almost starting a new blog. And, you know, as I said before, that starter blog course that we've just released will be useful to you. But in many cases, the old domain you already have can work, particularly if you're only just changing the medium or the audience or the voice or the topic in a slight way. Or if your domain was more of a general domain, or maybe it was your name, you know, DarrenRouse.com. I can change DarrenRouse.com into any direction, really, I guess. And that's one of the advantages of having your name. So keeping the domain, of course, is good in some ways because it does help you with search engine optimization. Any past links coming into your site is going to help you to rank higher for the future as well. It may also be helpful because you'll be able to keep your previous social media accounts But I just want to emphasize, you know, if it's going to cause too much confusion to keep that domain and change things up, sometimes it's better just to have a clean break. And that's what I did with my photography site in the early days. The domain that I previously was using just wasn't right. And Digital Photography School was a much better name for this new blog. And so I bit the bullet and I changed things up. And it felt really scary to do that. And it did mean I was starting from scratch a lot more. But in the long run, it did really help me a lot. If you are changing domains, then you could keep that previous domain up as an archive of your previous work and maybe have some links on it to your what you're newly doing or what you're doing today. Or you might want to even forward that previous domain to the new one. So anyone who arrives on that past one is going to end up on your new site. Again, you probably want to really think through the user experience that your readers are going to have. You know, if your old blog is on one topic and your new one's on a new one, it's probably no sense in forwarding people from one to the new one because it's just going to annoy them, really. You know, people, it's going to be hard to bring those old readers across as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
So hopefully you've worked out whether you're doing a pivot or whether you're just restarting what you were previously doing. Now, no matter what the scenario you're in of those two options, or if it's something in between even, there are still other things that you want to think about. And so what I want to do is finish off this podcast with 11 other things that I'd be focusing my attention on as I was relaunching my blog. And these are 11 questions that you can ask, 11 things that I think you should be working on, particularly in those early days of doing that relaunch, before you do the relaunch and in the first month or so as well. And I will say up front that most of these things are actually included in our 31 Days to Build a Better Blog course as well. And if you go and have a look at that, you'll see a lot of these things mentioned in the outline. So first thing I'd be thinking about are your goals and objectives for your blog going forward. Don't just think about the topic, but what are you trying to achieve with the blog? What do you want it to lead to? Are you trying to build income? Are you trying to open up opportunities like landing a job or a book deal? Having this really thought through, what is it you're trying to achieve, will help you in so many ways. It will inform the content you create, the way you design your site, the calls to action that you have. So, you know, what are those goals and objectives going forward? You don't have to write a thesis on this, but actually having them clear in your mind is really important. A second thing to consider is how will your blog change your readers' lives? And if you've been listening to my podcast for any time now, you've heard me talk about this time and time again. For me, it is the key to successful blogging, having a blog that is going to change people's lives. You know, having a dream for what you want to achieve with your blog is one thing, but what is your dream for your readers? You know, what's in it for your reader? Get laser focused on that. How are you going to change your readers' lives? And this will come out in the content that you create, in the way you design your site as well. So this is a really important factor to consider. All of your content should really be focused upon bringing about this change in some way. Okay, third thing to think about is to start generating ideas for content. Now, this is pretty obvious. A blog without content is not a blog. And, you know, many bloggers, this is actually why their blog becomes dormant. It's because they struggle to come up with new ideas. So before you get back into blogging, spend as much time as you can on generating ideas for content. Map out the next few weeks, the next few months, the next few years. I've seen a lot of bloggers recently mapping out a year of content ahead of time. This is particularly important if the reason your blog became dormant is because this was the struggle for you. If you know this is a struggle, put a lot of time into this and get some friends involved in it as well. Survey any past readers that you have to find out their questions. Dig into the archives, look at what did well in the past. They can give you ideas as well. Speaking of those archives, number four thing that I want to encourage you to think about, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, is to build your archives up and to build upon your archives. If you're not changing domains and are simply starting your blog again with minor changes, you want to think really carefully about your previous content. Do an audit of what you have in your archives. And once you've done that, be ruthless about deleting anything that is not serving your readers anymore or updating it. If you've got old posts, that are dated, that are taking your readers against the change you're trying to bring about in their lives in some ways, delete them or update them in some way or forward them to other articles that you've written. Pay attention particularly to any post that's getting significant traffic. I would be identifying your top 10, maybe your top 20 or so posts that are still getting any traffic and make them more visually appealing, make them more scannable, optimize them for search engine optimization, think about the calls to action that you have to get new subscribers, think about could you do a follow-up post, could you add a link to further reading, could you repurpose that content in some way. It's really important. Those posts that are doing well already, leverage them, update them, make them even bigger, make them even better. It's really important to focus upon that. That's probably the number one thing I'd be doing out of all the things that I'm mentioning here. So that's number four. Number five is think about the editorial calendar going forward. You know, you've brainstormed the ideas, but actually get those ideas into some kind of a calendar. When will you publish them? How often will you publish? What mediums will you use? You might want to come up with a weekly format. You know, Mondays is going to be a blog post and it's going to be a tips article. Tuesday is going to be an audio post. Wednesdays might be a link post to someone else. Thursdays might be a review that you do. It really doesn't matter whether you publish every day, but actually think about the types of posts that you're going to publish. Put topics alongside them in a calendar and suddenly you've created yourself an editorial calendar. It's so important to do that, particularly if you struggled with keeping your blog going in the past because you had issues around planning. Number six is to do some analysis on where your readers are going to come from. Now, if you've already got some readers coming in, do some analysis on where they're already coming from, but also begin to think about how am I going to grow my readership? It's really important as you launch your blog, as you relaunch your blog, to think about, could you do some guest posting? Should you be interacting in forums or Facebook groups? And how can I be useful in those places? What other influencers in the niche do I want to network with? Maybe it's been a few years since your blog was active. Maybe you need to introduce yourself to some of the newer players. Maybe you need to reestablish contact with some of your previous friends in that particular niche. You know, what events will you attend? Doing some analysis on where your readers could come from and how you are going to grow your readership is really important.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Number seven point is kind of related to number six, is identify which social networks you're going to focus your attention on. Things have probably changed in your space. We've had Snapchat come out. We've had Instagram come out. We've had all these different social networks come out perhaps since you previously were blogging. Do they present some new opportunities? Have people moved from one network to another in your particular niche? Identify the one or two that are going to be your primary focus. Make sure you've registered all the accounts that you need to, but then come up with a little strategy of how you're going to use those social networks going forward. Tip number eight is to start creating content. I would be focusing upon pillar content first. So this is sort of that evergreen content that is going to be really it's what the rest of your blog is going to be built around. It's your pillar content. It's that evergreen content that you're going to refer to time and time again. It's what you stand for. It's your core teaching. So on Digital Photography School, it's my posts around aperture, shutter speed, ISO, these key components of photography. So as you relaunch your blog, go back and look at the previous pillar content, but also are there new pieces of content that you need to write first? Think about that evergreen content, because that evergreen content is the type of content that's going to pay off for years to come. Deliver as much big value as you can with your early posts. Tip number nine is to think about your list. If you've previously have collected emails, how are you going to warm that list up again? How often are you going to send emails? How are you going to use that list going forward? And how are you going to get new emails as well? And again, there's plenty of content in our podcast archives on growing your list. And we've got some more coming up for you in the next little while. But begin to put some thought into that in those early days. Number 10 thing to think about is your blog design. You know, maybe it's been a couple of years years since you've been blogging, things have changed in the blogging space. You know, blogs look different now to what they used to look like. Do you need to update it? Do you need to change that logo? Do you need to lay it out differently? Is your blog mobile friendly? It's so important these days. Most people are looking at your blog probably on their mobile phone. Is it viewable on a mobile phone? So you may need to give things a refresh in that particular area. And then the last thing I'd encourage you to think about as you're relaunching your blog is, how are you going to use your time going forward? And this, again, is one of the reasons that so many blogs become dormant, is that the blogger is struggling with juggling life and their blog and all the things that come along with having a blog. So actually thinking about, you know, how much time do I have that I can give my blog, and what am I going to spend that time on? We all have a limited amount of time, and we are much more productive when we think ahead of time about how we're going to use that time. So make a list of what you need to do, and then look at the available time that you've got, whether it's 1 hour a week or whether that's 40 hours a week, and begin to prioritize the things that need to happen and plug them into a calendar. This is what I do. I have a weekly template. I know on Monday mornings that I write content. On Tuesday mornings, I record a podcast. I know when things are going to happen. And as a result, I'm so much more productive. And even if you've only got 2 or 3 hours a week to do it, you can fit a lot in if you are sensible and proactive about planning and arranging your time. So there's 11 things, and they'll all be in today's show notes as well. These are the kind of things I'd be thinking about if I was relaunching a blog. Ultimately, though, the success of your relaunch blog is going to be determined on what you do over the coming months and years. It's the accumulation of the content you create. It's the accumulation of the value and usefulness that you deliver and the engagement that you have with your readers. So prioritize those things first: content creation, you know, promoting yourself, engaging with your readers, creating value. They are so important. Now, to help you with this process, we are in the final stages of putting together our brand new course that I mentioned at the top of the show. It's 31 Days to Build a Better Blog. It is designed to help bloggers to kickstart their blogs, whether they are new blogs, relaunching a blog, or established blogs. The course is launching in March. We'll give you the dates in the coming weeks. And as the name suggests, it's a 31-day course that will give you 31 days of teaching, but more importantly, 31 things you can do to make your blog better. And it's all about helping you to think through the kind of things I've just run through, things that will help you to establish good habits and routines for your blog, things that are going to help you to build the asset of your blog's archives, to grow your readership, and to turn those readers into true fans. I'm so excited about this new course, because I know in the past, 31 Days to Build a Better Blog as an ebook and as other series of content have helped tens of thousands of people. And so I just know this course will help people as well. You can head over to problogger.com/31days to be signed up and notified when that course goes live. It's a paid course, but we're keeping it as affordable as we can. And if you register your interest now, we will be sending you a exclusive early bird discount in the coming weeks in the lead up to that. So again, that's problogger.com/31days. I really hope this has helped. It's been a long one today, I know, and there's been a lot to digest. So you may want to head over to the show notes and dig into the transcript that I've got there for you and some further listening that I've got for you as well. Today's show notes are at problogger.com/podcast/234. And for the next little while, at least it will be on the front page of ProBlogger as well. And at the top of your iTunes feed as well will be the podcast, but you'll be able to find the show notes there as well. Because I noticed the other day the show notes are appearing in iTunes if you click on the avatar. At least they do for me. Anyway, I hope you found some value in today's show. Do check out 31 Days to Build a Better Blog. Register your interest for that. And I can't wait to set that one live in March for you as well. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, today's show notes, problogger.com/podcast/234. Thanks for listening. Chat with you next week.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.